and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician living in Chicago, Illinois. His preaching for today is called God Alone is Our Inheritance.
A proclamation of verses from Psalm 16, the responsorial psalm for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time.
You are my inheritance, O Lord, O Lord. You are my inheritance, O Lord.
Please join me.
You are my inheritance, O Lord, O Lord. You are my inheritance, O Lord.
O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, you it is who hold fast my lot. I set the Lord ever before me. With God at my right hand, I shall not be disturbed.
You are my inheritance, O Lord, O Lord. You are my inheritance, O Lord.
Therefore, my heart is glad, and my soul rejoices. My body, too, abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption.
You are my inheritance, O Lord, O Lord. You are my inheritance, O Lord.
You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, the delights at your right hand forever.
You are my inheritance, O Lord, O Lord. You are my inheritance, O Lord.
With the responsorial psalm for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, I welcome you to the theme of this Sunday near the end of our liturgical year. The readings for this weekend highlight the need to be vigilant about what really matters in life. And that vigilance is twofold. First, setting our hearts on God. And second, accepting God's invitation to eternity, to realizing that God alone is our inheritance, as the psalm refrain sings. I believe this is an important theme for us to deal with throughout life. Many of people throughout the world are suffering terribly today. And if they only dwell on their suffering, their only option is to live in despair. We must find a way to cling to God in a way that lifts us from despair and keeps our hope alive against all odds. We are invited to live in God, to set our hearts and our minds straight, to keep God at the center of our beings, and then to find our center there too, where God will embrace us, where God always embraces us, and when we where we can find the peace to embrace God back. No matter our suffering, no matter our pain, no matter our hurts, God alone is our inheritance. God alone. Now, I'll ask you to bear with me, those of you not from the United States, as I refer to the recent election in the United States of a new president. The whole world knows we've been going through a miserable campaign for a year and maybe more. A miserable campaign. And there's been more hatred and more accusations and more name calling and more disrespect than I think I've ever heard. We're more divided than we've ever been. And as you know, Donald J. Trump was elected, reelected president of the United States for another 4-year term and for another return to the White House. And Kamala Harris lost. The win was significant. And tens upon tens of millions of Americans who voted for him are absolutely overjoyed with the results of this election. Overjoyed. Beside themselves. Cheering and screaming. Happier than they ever imagined they could be. And as you also know, there are tens upon tens of millions of people, not quite as many as are overjoyed, who are absolutely devastated by this election, by the outcome of this election, and frightened that Donald Trump will be the next president yet again. My friends, this is a powerful thing in our country because of the divisions and because of the lack of trust and the great abundance of hate that has led us to such division. And we can't stay in the hate. We can't stay in the suffering. We can't stay in the pain. We can't stay in the division. We need to step beyond it and to step out of it. We need to move beyond disappointment and sorrow and suffering and reaffirm that God alone is our inheritance, as today's psalm invites us to embrace. Something I think I've shared with you before is by Richard Rohr. It's titled Holding the Pain, and it comes from his little book called Just This. I offer it for the sake of those who might be suffering from the results of the election. It is spiritually wise, Rohr says, to stay with your pain, whatever it is, until you've learned its lessons. When you can hold pain consciously and even trust it, you are in a special liminal space where you have the real likelihood of breaking through to a much deeper level of faith and consciousness. As a transformative image of holding pain, picture Mary standing at the foot of the cross. Standing would not be the normal posture of a Mediterranean woman who is supposed to wail and lament in this situation. Instead, she is patiently, at great cost, holding the pain in complete solidarity with the mystery of it all. She does not resolve the problem, the problem. She holds it and allows it to transform her. She is moved to a new level of existence. Jesus on the cross and Mary standing beneath it are the classic Christian images of transformation. Neither of them transmit their pain. All the hatred, accusations, malice, none of it is returned. They hold the suffering until it becomes resurrection. Oh, how I love that line. They hold the suffering until it becomes resurrection. Rohr continues, the natural human response is to try to fix the pain, to control it, or even foolishly to try to understand it. That's why Jesus praises faith more than love. Faith is the ability to stand on the threshold, to hold the contraries in the darkness until you move to a deeper level, where it is all from love and back to love. I find that very helpful. I find that very promising and hopeful that we use any experience of suffering. In this particular instance, I mentioned the election and those who are disappointed, but that we use it for any experience of disappointment and suffering to see that we can be transformed by it if we step into it with faith. We can be transformed, and even our worst nightmare can become resurrection if we believe and if we have faith. Because this week, on Friday, we'll be celebrating the memorial of St. Cecilia, the patroness of musicians. I've been thinking of music in terms of this whole thing of suffering and disappointment and pain. And I also thought of Leonard Bernstein, who in his great shock and disappointment over the assassination of John F. Kennedy also shared some pretty good thoughts. He said, "We musicians, like everyone else, are numb with sorrow at this murder and with the rage and the senselessness of the crime. But this sorrow and rage will not inflame us to seek retribution. Rather, they will inflame our art. Our music will never again be quite the same. This will be our reply to violence, to make music more intensely, more beautifully, more devotedly than ever before." I find that to be very helpful. And I find that in whatever any of my sufferings in life might be, I find that as an encouragement to do the same thing, to make music more intensely, more beautifully, more devotedly than I've ever done in the past. And every time I feel discouraged, to do the same over and over and over again. And I encourage people who are suffering with illness to do the same over and over and over again. Cling to your passion. Claim and hold on to your passion. Don't let it go. If it's singing, if it's writing, if it's reading, if it's walking, whatever you can do, do it more intensely, more beautifully, more devotedly than you've ever done it before. And let it lift you up. Let it partner with God in holding you above the fray. My friends, we all need to face the fact that every power in life need not be given more power by our discouragement. We need to not empower that or those things that hurt us any more than they already are. We need to turn again and center our hearts and minds and souls on what really matters in life, setting our sights on God and accepting God's invitation to eternity. God alone is our inheritance. God alone is our peace. God alone is our salvation. And in the face of everything that may disappoint, we need to remind ourselves,
"You are my inheritance, O Lord, O Lord. You are my inheritance.